Senator, how are you?
Good morning. Very good.
That's kind of cool to be Senator Rick Jones. You like hearing that?
Well, as I sit here in the Capitol parking lot, I enjoy going to work every day, but it's certainly not for that title. I'm a former sheriff, and some people think that's a little more important.
Well, let's talk about your 401k plan for Michigan's teachers. I know that there are all types of efforts to try and save the state money, and there's a lot of folks who believe that taxpayer dollars shouldn't be paying for state employees or teachers' pension funds. Tell us about your 401k plan.
Well, a lot of different school districts are saying the governor wants to cut us $710, and that's really not the case. The governor has proposed a $300 cut to per pupil funding. There's $170 that was coming in from the federal government last year that's gone, so now we're at $470, but it gets to $710 because the rest of it is the increase in the cost of teacher pension. And we've got to address this problem that climbs every year. Now, right now, it's over 20 cents for every dollar we pay for a teacher goes into the pension system. It's projected next year to go over 27 cents. It's not sustainable under its current form. So what I'm proposing is everybody that's in the system now will be paid. It's in the Michigan Constitution. There's no problem with that. But all new school employees, whether they be a teacher, a janitor, a superintendent, principal, should be hired under a 401k program, just like I have and just like all the state employees are hired under.
Where does that bill stand as we speak?
Well, I requested it. It's a reintroduction of a bill I did last year in the House, and I hope to get it in debate soon in the next few months as we decide on transferring school aid fund. That's another thing. I personally don't favor transferring the school aid fund to universities. I think we should leave it in K-12 and fix the pension with it.
What's going to happen with that? Do you believe that it is going to be merged?
Well, there's a great debate here in Lansing. When Proposal A was passed, we went from 4% to 6%. I believe that many people felt that the 2% was destined for K-12, and that's why they voted for it. And certainly I could support the money going for pre-K, getting children ready for K-12. But I personally don't favor using it for community colleges or universities.
Where does your bill stand to make the House and Senate pay 20% of health care costs?
Well, that's still in committee, still waiting for a hearing.
It might be a long time coming.
Well, the Senate is also considering another plan that would require all public employees to pay 20%, including us and teachers and street sweepers and firefighters, everybody. So they're all under consideration. I do think there'll be some change in that area, but I personally feel that we should do it to ourselves first and set the example.
Senator Jones, where do we stand with your proposed legislation establishing new standards for removing a child from its parents?
Well, that should be up for debate in House Judiciary in a few weeks. I think it's very important. Of course, one of the most terrible cases was when a University of Michigan professor took his little 7-year-old boy to a Detroit game. His little boy was thirsty, and he went over and bought him a lemonade. Now, this professor had no idea that Mike's lemonade had alcohol in it. And a security guard spotted it, called the police. They took the little boy away, and for 3 days, he was pretty well traumatized. And the hospital said he had absolutely no alcohol in him. So this was, I think, a case of the state stepping in too far, and so we hope to make the law very clear that there have to be steps before the police or a judge removes a child from a parent.
All right, and before we let you go, I know that you have put together a how to effectively appeal your property tax assessment guide. Interesting information, Senator.
Yes, that's it's been posted on all the senators' websites. And for people that want to do that, we certainly had many calls and requests on how to do it. And that's available to the public, to citizens, if they want to read it.
Who does your taxes?
I do. I've done my own
taxes. Are you crazy, Senator?
You know, I've done my own taxes since I was 16. My mother taught me to do it with a pencil and a calculator. But now I've graduated to one of those computer tax services that you buy at the store and put on your computer.
There you go. Well, my wife is a lot smarter than I am, so she handles that, and I look over her shoulder and says, attaway, honey, keep going. appreciate your time, Senator. Talk with you soon.
Okay.